Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chris Brown, Bills play-by-play man, will be calling the Bills-Bengals game Sunday at 1 on WGR. He's with us live on WBEN. Darius Slay not reporting to Buffalo. Chris, he says he's thinking about his football future, but other reports say that there really is mutual interest between Slay and Philly in a reunion. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, hard to say unless you're in those conversations, right? I get the speculation. It makes sense. He spent part of his career with them. So I don't know how you work your way around that because the Bills retain his rights while he's contemplating retirement or whatever else he might have in mind. So something would have to be arranged if that's ultimately what he wants.
It's bringing back some bad flashbacks, Chris. I mean, got to be honest. Even though we're used to the Bills now over the past few years being this kind of destination, right? Bosa, Von Miller, like you have these bigger names coming to Buffalo and wanting to be here. This brings back the bad memories of nobody wanting to be here.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, to me, it's not really a huge deal. It's a 13-year veteran. It's not like it's some superstar player that's going to change the course of the team. I mean, he was going to be a depth acquisition. Not like he was going to be on the field all that much. I think the only time that guy would have been stepping in was in the event of an injury at the cornerback position. So, to me, it's a blip on the radar in the grand scheme of things.
No, the Bills lost Jamarcus Ingram because of this. He was released to make room for Slay and claimed by the Texans. So what did the Bills do if Slay doesn't report? How do they fill the hole?
Yeah, I think that's something they're trying to sort out. Jamarcus Ingram had been an inactive player, a healthy inactive player for the last 3 or 4 weeks. So again, another depth player. You'd prefer not to lose him. So that's unfortunate. So I think they just have to look around. I mean, they do have other corners on the practice squad, including Dane Jackson, who Bills fans are pretty familiar with. So, you know, if God forbid somebody goes down with injury this week, you have some veteran depth on the practice squad. But right now, knock on wood, they're healthy relatively at the corner position. And so I don't know that they need to address that this week per se.
Well, you're going up against a Bengals team that has really struggled against offenses this year. And it seems like, Chris, this is the week that us Bills fans want to see the passing game get into gear or show us something like a sign of real life here. They didn't need to do it last week, but are you expecting to see it on Sunday?
I think you might see elements of it, but this is also one of the worst run defenses in football. And that's what the Bills do best. And you win games by doing what you do best. So I would expect the Bills to lean into their run game, keep them in favorable down and distance, and then that opens up the playbook to attack with the pass. Not having Dalton Kincaid or Joshua Palmer severely limits the Bills' passing game, and it's not looking great for either of those two players to be available again this week. So I think you lean into your strength, you know, which is James Cook in the running game, and then use your passing game as a complement to it. I will say that the Bengals do not do a good job of getting after the passer. So Josh should have time to throw, much like he did in the Tampa game. And then the Bengals defense gives up more yards after the catch than any defense in football. So I think if you want to, you know, take advantage of that, you know, you get the balls in the, you get the ball in the hands of your playmakers and let them get the yards after the catch.
You know, kind of looking at that, you run the ball, you also keep Joe Burrow off the field, which is something other teams who played the Bengals didn't have to worry about this year.
Right, and he didn't really show any signs of rust coming back from a two-month layoff for that turf toe surgery that he underwent. Looked awfully good against the Ravens on Thanksgiving night. You know, they rolled up 32 points on the Ravens in a division matchup, and they still believe they have a chance to win their division. I mean, they're only two games back in the loss column. The division leader in the AFC North is 6-6. They're 4-8 with five games to play. They think they got a shot at it. And I wouldn't dismiss it either with the way Pittsburgh is fading. It's probably a two-team race, and they might be able to make up some ground. So they're going to come in here motivated on Sunday.
The Bills have never beaten Joe Burrow's Bengals. What has Cincinnati done to have so much success over the Bills?
Well, I just think Burrow is such a highly efficient quarterback. Not to bring up bad memories, but I think of the current quarterbacks in this era, his game most accurately resembles that of Tom Brady. He gets the ball out quick, high football IQ, and deadly accurate, and rarely makes a poor decision. So when you play that high efficiency level of football, more often than not, other teams have to keep up with you on the scoreboard rather than the other way around. So if the Bills want to play a time of possession game and run the football, that's fine. But those drives absolutely have to finish with touchdowns, not field goals. Otherwise, you're going to be chasing Joe Burrow, who usually gets his.
A lot of it will be interesting to see, including the weather, Chris. We haven't had like a ton of weather for these Bills games yet. It seems like we'll have the flurries flying. It'll feel like a Bills game in December this Sunday.
But not windy, too.
Yeah, I heard you guys say now there's a little snow in the forecast, and that sounds eerily similar to the 2023 playoff game against the Bengals, where there was a dusting of snow on the field and footing was an issue. So hopefully the outcome is different than it was a couple of years ago.
All right. Well, Chris, we'll be listening on Sunday, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Yep. Have a good weekend.
You too. Chris Brown, Bill's play-by-play man. You'll hear him with Eric Wood, Sunday, 1 o'clock at Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.